Okay, with Madison Hubler, A Princess's Plea is the short film. She is the co-director, she is the writer, and you're the star of the film as well, right?
Yes, I also produced it as well.
So you're busy on the film, to say the least.
Yes, I was wearing so many hats and really spearheading the production, making sure it got done.
So is this your first experience kind of producing your own film?
Yes, it is. And it was a really big concept, to say the least.
So tell me about how did that go for you? What grade would you give yourself on your first experience?
Honestly, I would give myself an A. I have to back myself. And I think that for what it is, I really put my heart and soul into it. I put so much hard work behind it and really just made it happen. So I am proud of myself. Obviously, there were things I would go back and do differently. I wouldn't give myself an A plus, but I would still give myself an A because I got it done
You
and
got it
I'm really proud
done.
of how it turned out.
And I'm assuming it's played at multiple festivals, including ours. I liked your film a lot. I thought it was a great concept because it
Thank
wasn't what I was expecting when I
Yes.
first saw it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm on her side. I like that.
Thank you.
So.
That's exactly what I wanted. Like when you start watching it, you're like, oh, I know this story. I've seen it before. But then
Yeah.
as it goes on, you're like, oh, maybe I don't know this story as much as I thought.
So the
Cool.
first thought would be, and the movie's got a lot of nuance to it, and it's funny, but the first thought would be like she's like I don't want to say the word, but she's a B word, but then
Yes.
it's like that's a simple man. A simple man would have that theory, but there's more
Yes.
nuance to your story, right? So.
Exactly. And I honestly didn't want it to be she's 100% in the right and he's 100% in the wrong. I wanted it to kind of be up to interpretation and have those like goods and bads in both characters. Because at the beginning, he's very charming and she's pretty much baiting him to act that way because she's seen a lot of men come and go. And this is fantasy, so a lot of the times men can be on the darker side. So she is a B word in her own way, but I also like that about her. So.
No, because we've seen so many of those fairy tales where like it's the woman waits around for the man to get something done, right? So
Exactly. And I wanted to spin it on its head, basically taking that idea like Shrek, where the princess waits in the tower guarded by a dragon and the knight comes and slays the dragon and saves the princess. But I was like, I want in my story, the princess is the dragon and she basically lures these men so she can eat them.
So you're an actor by trade. That's your number one kind of role, I guess. That's your number one career opportunity.
For sure.
And so you wrote it for yourself, I'm assuming. Like you wanted to write a script for yourself.
Yes, we do a lot of auditioning as actors in LA, and it can be so just heart-wrenching sometimes or tough to keep going when it feels like you're always waiting for somebody else to give you the opportunity to act. So with this project, I was really into fantasy, really into dragons, kind of having that itch inside me of like, oh, I want to play this character so bad that I decided to just write it, and it was so helpful, and it really fulfilled me as an artist and as an actor. So
So the only reason why I know this is because you got on the Zoom and you're on your boyfriend's Zoom, which I think is the same guy is the same name as your co-star of the film.
yes, he was my co-star. He was helping me behind the scenes make everything, cheering me on the whole way. Couldn't have done it without him.
So you got, but you knew that he could do the role, I guess, too, right?
Yes, for sure. We're both actors, so we are both kind of going through the same thing with auditioning. And he kind of plays that womanizer role. Sometimes he's really good at being
Oh,
charming, but also a little bit evil or darker on the inside.
this is
So
in
when I
real
wrote,
life or just in just the roles that he's taking?
oh no, just in acting, like his, if you would say
I'm
typecast.
totally kidding.
No,
Yeah.
yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I knew his type would work well for it. And at first, he was like, I don't know if I see myself in this fantasy world, but I honestly think he killed it. And I'm so happy.
So tell me about so Brooke Thornton was the one that who co-directed with you. So tell me about that kind of experience bringing her on. I'm
Yeah.
curious about that process.
She's also one of my really good friends. We all went to the same film school in college. So that's where you really meet. You know, so many of your peers and people you work with as you're starting out. So she's one of my best friends. And she has a master's from London. Like she's a Shakespeare girl. She also loves fantasy. So I knew that she would be really good on helping us with the language and the tone and the feel of the project. And I just reached out to her because there's nobody else I really saw doing that. She's also like loves a strong female character. She loves really layered work, and she's made her own short film before. So when I reached out to her, I was like, Maddie, or her name's Brooke, but I was like, Brooke, this is my vision. I really need somebody I can trust, and I know that you can do it. So she really took on my vision more so, I would say. But on set, she was the girl running everything, making sure that it was working out the way that I wanted.
Because you're in every scene, you're in every moment, so then you're busy on set. So she kind of was helping, like making sure that your takes were good and you're ready to go to the next take, I'm
For
assuming.
sure. And honestly, one thing I learned is that I think I was wearing too many hats on the actual set because I remember being an act focusing on the acting, but also having this weight on my chest, being like, oh, I wish I could relax a little bit more and enjoy it a little bit more. Looking back, I wish I could have, relaxed, but I was also like wrangling the crew and helping the PAs get what we needed. And so moving forward, I would definitely get more people on set.
Well, you did a great job. It's a great job
Thank
acting
you.
role. But what's so it's one location and you're moving the camera around a lot. You're really giving space to the action, which is great. And without like I'm just this is second viewing, of course, of breaking down your film. So when I'm in your first watch it, it's everything works out. But amazing production design. It's a really solid production design, like everything from the costumes to the background for where she like everything is in place. So tell me about kind of putting that all together in that scene, in that location.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for saying that because we really worked so hard on making that happen. And one of the things about writing the piece is I wanted to make it really easy to produce, especially for fantasy. So that's why it's one location, two actors, and so I could really focus on all of the elements on that one set and all of the elements with those two costumes, making it look as believable as possible. I kept making a joke that I didn't want it to look like a Party City commercial shot in somebody's basement because I know with fantasy it can easily turn a little corny if you don't have the elements really laid out and you're not building a real world for the audience. So we just found like a standing location in LA actually, and it was a throne room, but we took out the throne and we built this bed and sawed out pickets for each little, like if you look, all the little elements are perfectly placed. And I have a lot of books in the background that are like about dragons or like Joseph Campbell's in the background and fantasy books that I love and read. And we just went there the night before and really laid everything out. I scratched up the nightstand a little bit. I don't know. It's just like those little details that were really fun for me to make. And I think really just tell the story even more where you can watch it again and again and pick up on those little details in the
Where
background.
did
So
you shoot it? Where did you shoot it?
we shot it in LA, just on a standing set. There were all these sets right next to each other in
Oh,
one
okay, so
location.
you shot it like on a like in a studio kind of thing.
Yeah, like a Pier Space. We just found it on Pier Space. I was looking
Gotcha.
so hard. And yeah, we just basically took everything out of that set and used the windows because the windows are really important with her looking out of it and the kind of stone walls. I was really drawn to that set. And I also designed the costumes as well. So I hired somebody to actually make that dress for me and designed all the little details on Retta's costume, like his sigil and where he comes from. And honestly, that was just so much fun for me to really make it build out this world that they're living in.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then you got used like the kind of like the candles as the lighting. Like it's a really nicely shot film as well. Like it's yeah. Like tell me about you. I don't know your acting that day, but tell me about the cinematographer because they did a really. Is it? I think his name is Eli.
Yes, his name is Eli DiFiore. He also went to my film school and was a couple years ahead of me,
Okay.
but I knew that he was the guy for this. He's so just intentional about all of his choices. And he had a crew of three guys. It was three guys lighting the whole thing, using the fog diffuser, setting up all of his cameras. So it's like that one quote where it's like, you give me three, top tier dudes, and I could take over the whole world with that. And I think that's what they did. It's like, you don't need a big crew. You just need three people who really know what they're doing and who are giving their all to it. And I'm so grateful to have had him because he really killed it.
And he shot the film like he was the camera operator as well.
Yeah, he was the camera operator, and then he had a gaffer and an AC, and just all three of them together really made it happen. And he understood my vision really well. We had multiple meetings beforehand, and I did the storyboard for it and everything, like with the last shot. where it's supposed to be the dragon POV where the camera's like slowly
Spoiler
going
alert.
up, you know? Yeah. So
Yeah.
he really understood like the movement I wanted and the tone that I wanted. And I just feel so happy to have had, you know, such great people on the crew who really understood the story I wanted to tell.
So let's talk about the tone for a second, because it's
Yeah.
really, because it's like I said, there is comedy, there is a
Yeah.
spoiler, there's a twist in the end which you don't
Yeah.
really see coming. It's
Sorry,
more
I have been
dramatic,
spoiling
more ancient
it.
fantasy, because you're kind of putting these genres in like one little like 10-8 minute film, right? So, which is fantastic, but you got to nail the tone, right? And so tell me about like the script, the process that you handed off to people. I'm curious about your process writing the screenplay.
Well, it's so interesting because I wrote it in one day, really. I work as a tour guide at Universal Studios, and in between the tours, like the studio tours, you have so much downtime. And I've been doing a lot of writing and feeling very creative. So I just sat down and I wrote the whole thing, banged it out. And then I gave it to my friend Eli, or not Eli, his name is Emiliano. And I was like, can you read this? He does a lot of writing. And he was like, oh, these are the notes I have. And I kind of took some of them and didn't really take a lot of them. But I would say the final product is pretty much like 90% of what I wrote, just right off the bat. Because, like I said, I just really knew what story I wanted to tell. I understood it more than anyone. And that's why I wanted to be the lead, and I wanted to be the director and the producer. So it was a very fun process. And it was one of those things where after I wrote it, I was a little bit surprised with how it was put together, happily surprised. So I was like, I definitely have to make this film now. I have to put all the pieces together and make this happen, or else what's the point?
So you wrote it like on the on during breaks when you're at Universal
Yeah.
Studios. That's kind of an
Yes.
interesting. That's a kind of a. I know it's kind of
Yeah.
commercialized, and it's, you know, but there's still
Yeah.
kind of creativity in you in movies there, and you're probably jaded by the experience, but that's pretty cool that you that's where you
Yeah.
wrote it.
Yeah, and you have to keep your brain going even while you're on these breaks. And sometimes you have 45 minutes. So I just, you know, got up my computer and was like I said, I started with that idea and wanted to flip the traditional fairy tale on its head. And it really just poured out of me. Because I said, I've been wanting to tell a story like this for so long. I
Yeah.
think that it really is kind of a piece of my soul that I'm sharing with people. And it's very vulnerable to me. But I think that's why it came so easily, is because I just resonate with it.
That's amazing. Well, it's like I said, I hope it does well. It's perfectly not too long as well either. It's a perfect short film, and you're on your way. Like I'm assuming, like if I was your manager or your agent, I would say, okay, now you got to keep going. You got to keep making movies. You got to keep. This
For
is, you
sure.
get good momentum here. Keep the momentum going.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely have some ideas for next time. I want to keep going bigger and bigger with it, you know, maybe make a trilogy of short films next time now that I have one under my belt and I learned the process and I have, you know, things I did right and things I did wrong. I will definitely keep making movies and hopefully keep bringing that. Like, I feel like one thing I did good with this is my vision, honing my vision and my tone as a storyteller. So that's one thing I really want to focus on. And thank you so much. Your film festival was so amazing and fun to be a part of. I bought my trophy. I don't have it in this room right now, but I got my trophy. And it was just all of the films in my bracket. I watched it on the 4th of July. All of the films were so such high quality and so interesting and entertaining to watch. So it was really special for me to be a part of this, that bracket of amazing filmmakers that you guys put
That's
together.
amazing. And I'll be calling on you soon, because we're gonna do the another festival in Toronto.
Oh, okay, no
Book festival in
way.
Toronto. So
I
I
would
can
love
show this.
that.
I want to show
Please
that.
do. Red
I
and
have it
you.
already down, your film down for our fantasy festival in
Oh,
Toronto.
thank you so much. We love that because Red is actually a citizen in Canada. He was born there, so we would love
Where's
to
he
go.
from?
He was born in Canada, but he's from Morocco, and then he moved to Texas when he was like 5. So he
Okay.
has
Well, do you know where he lived in Canada, or what city?
Montreal. He
Okay.
was just born there,
Gotcha.
but so he has that citizenship
He
over
has the
there, and he's been
citizenship. Yeah.
really
So,
wanting to take a trip.
in case something, yeah, if you want to take a trip, come to Toronto for sure. But in case
Yeah,
something
right.
happens in the States, you can always move to Canada as well.
Okay, yeah, you're right, you're right. We'll be there.
There's a lot of work in Toronto, that's for sure, as an actor.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've been looking at film festivals out there. So it's so exciting that you say that.
So you're like, so before we leave you, we always have asked people what film they watch the most times in your life. Do you remember what you said in the blog interview?
I do remember. I feel like It's so hard for me to answer a question like that. It's always so
Yeah.
hard. But, and I'm more of a TV show girl. I love TV shows, but movies, I just like a comfort movie. So I love How to Train Your Dragon and the trilogies of that. I think they're perfect stories. And then I put Wicked because I can't lie. I watched the Wicked movie part one like 10 times when
Yeah. It's the
it
most recent answer that we've had, like, 'cause it just
came out.
came out
Yeah.
last year.
I just, you know, it was at the top of my head and I couldn't lie. I've watched that movie so many times. It's not, you didn't say your favorite or this. You said, which one
No,
have you watched the most? And I can't lie. I'm very excited for part two to come out. I'm waiting.
I watched the film and it's very good. It's a very good film. But funny enough, I just saw the musical and then I watched the film like 2 months later. And I,
Really? It's very different, but also the same.
it's
It's,
also the same, yeah, but it's
yeah.
great. So then tell me what TV shows then. What TV shows do you binge watch or like?
Obviously, I love Game of Thrones. That's one of my favorite TV
Okay.
shows. I haven't been able to watch it in a while since the ending. I'm not a fan of the ending, and I could talk about it for like 3 hours, but I won't bore you with that. But I do love Game of Thrones, and I love the just the twists and turns when you can't guess where a TV show is gonna go. I love that. And I love shows that are a little bit darker. I also love Shameless, is one of my favorites. Emmy Rossum is so good in that show. And more recently as well, I love the show Arcane. I don't know if you've heard of that one. It's the animated show on Netflix
Yeah.
based on the League of Legends, but I never played. It is similar to Game of Thrones in when it's very like heavy emotionally and has a lot of twists and turns that you can't guess. So I loved it.
Okay. Well, fantastic, like I said, fantastic. So my suggestion to you is to make another film as right away. So basically keep the it's the
Thank you.
second film. This is a theme on our podcast. It's the second film. That's the film that kind of like that's the hard film. Because
Yeah,
working on
for
your instincts on the first film, a lot of your creative juices are coming out. And then what are you going to do next? Think about even famous filmmakers. What's their second film? What are they going to do next? So.
sure. And having to top that, but also knowing you can't top what you did,
Exactly.
letting it be what it is.
Exactly. And then you find your, like I call it the grammar. Then you find what you're really making films with. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say in your film?
Exactly. So I'm still marinating on
Okay,
that.
so marinate and get out there. So it seems like
I
you have a great,
will.
and you also got a great team. It seems like it's a really great team. Bring back that cinematographer. He's doing something right. So
For
keep
sure, and I'll
going.
let him know you said that. Thank you so
Yeah, no,
much.
he is. He's there's really it's really good lighting because it's like that's one of those films where like it's one location and he really brought out the best of that location. And you guys gave him a good production design, like good art direction, and he emphasized they all like I know you have a shot list and whatever, but they brought out the cinematography really brings out that film. So
For
and
sure. And he did have a lot of
performances.
inputs about the lighting
Yeah.
that he wanted. He had specific stills he was showing me from other projects. So he killed it. I agree completely.
All right,
Thank
let's talk again soon when you make your next film.
you so much.
Thank
I look forward to speaking with you and definitely recommend your festival to anybody I talk to about it because it was so much fun.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.